Hey guys, my name is Lois Darikaba and welcome to my YouTube channel. For some reason, I feel led to do this to someone out there that may be feeling some type of way, feeling discouraged, or just being in their feelings. You know, as Christians, we do have our moments, and beyond, you know, friends and people that support us, we have the word of God. So I'm going to be reading from a chapter that I find most of the time gives me a lot of courage, gives me a lot of hope, gives me a lot of strength, and hopefully it will help someone out there. So I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So Paul here is saying, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. For we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry round in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to the death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is also at work in us. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, again, Paul is saying, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on what is seen. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So Paul started in the beginning to say, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry. Summarily, Paul is trying to say, by the mercy of God, we've been given a ministry, and we've renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception. We're not distorting the word of God. We're not holding on to any alternative outside God. It's just us and God. And sometimes it's like you take away all the distractions, you take away all the things on the side, you know, that you kind of sort of run to when it looks like God is not coming forth, or it looks like God is taking a lot of time, and you know, you're not feeling the impact so much, you know, because something's always there to keep you company, something's always there for you to go to, so you don't really feel the absence or the weight of just being with God and God alone. But then when you take out all those things, as Paul says, then it dawns on you that it's just me and God. And sometimes it's gonna get boring, sometimes it's gonna get lonely, sometimes, you know, you're gonna just be with your thoughts and what the word says, right? So Paul is saying we've done all of that and we're left with the gospel. And even if the gospel itself is even built to the unbeliever, you know, to the believer it is light. And regardless, Paul is still encouraging us that though it may seem that we are hard pressed, we are crushed, you know, perplexed, persecuted, he's saying we're not abandoned. Regardless, there is still hope. Regardless, we keep moving. Regardless, he's saying even when we are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. Even when we are in despair, we're not abandoned. Even when we are struck down, we're not destroyed. Even when it seems like it looks like the last, it is not the last. So as long as it's not the last, we keep moving, we keep going, you know. And Paul comes back again to reiterate that therefore we do not lose heart. And he says our light, and he calls our troubles momentarily, you know, he calls it light. You know, and for Paul that went through a lot, was beating, was, you know, to come to say to say troubles are light. You know, troubles are light. And you know that our troubles are not light, but he calls them light, you know, and says we should fix our eyes on not what we can see, but what we cannot see. And it is so hard to, this is right over you, whatever you have to pay for, bills, challenges, your future, your destiny. It's looking at you in your face. And then Paul is saying, don't look at it, but look at what God has promised you. And it's the same thing Christ did when in the Bible it said something about Jesus enduring the cross for the glory that was, or the glory that was set ahead of him, you know, for the glory that was set ahead of him, he endured the cross. And so yeah, this is me giving hope to anyone out there. You're persecuted, you're struck down, you're destroyed. It's not the last. It's looking like the last. Say, though the fig tree will not blossom and the pomegranate will not give a seed along those lines, yet will I rejoice. So I will rejoice in the Lord and I will joy in the God of my salvation. So, dear Christian, pump your heart up. It's not the end. This is not the end. This is not the end. This is not the end. Oh, this is not the end. I believe and I will see the goodness of the Lord. I'm confident, oh, that seasons change your faithfulness. So that's it, guys. This is the very unfiltered version of me, and I just popped here to give some encouragement through the word of God. So be encouraged, do not lose heart. Till I see you again next time, it's Lois Tarikabo.